Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, soaring high 1 minute and plummeting into despair the next. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of every fleeting feeling. Today, we're diving deep into emotional regulation, how to take control of those inner tides and navigate life with more calm, clarity, and even joy. So why is this crucial in today's crazy world? Because emotional intelligence isn't just some fluffy self-help buzzword. It's your superpower. Think about it. The ability to stay grounded, focus, and rational even when things get chaotic, that's what separates the merely surviving from the truly thriving. Now, I'm not talking about becoming an emotionless robot, okay? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel positive action. Think of it like this. You're the conductor of your emotional orchestra. It's got all these instruments, joy, anger, sadness, fear, each playing its part. Your job is to make sure they harmonize, not clash into a cacophony. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your emotional regulation journey. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step to mastering anything, emotions included, is acknowledging their presence. You know that feeling when you're trying to ignore a notification, but it just keeps buzzing louder and louder. It's the same with emotions. If you try to push them down, they tend to build up pressure. So take a moment to simply observe what's happening inside. Label the emotion. I'm feeling anxious, or this is anger bubbling up. Just acknowledging it takes away some of its power. 2. Don't judge your feelings. Remember, emotions aren't good or bad, they're just data points. Think of them like weather patterns, sometimes sunny, sometimes stormy. A rainstorm doesn't make you a bad person, right? It's just the way they're doing its thing. Treat your emotions with the same kind of understanding and acceptance. 3. Breathe deeply. This sounds simple, but deep breathing is a game changer when it comes to emotional regulation. When we're stressed or overwhelmed, our breath becomes shallow and rapid. Consciously slowing down your breath can help calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. Repeat this several times. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional circuitry. Thar. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness as paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations as they arise, without getting swept away by them. Try taking a few minutes each day to just sit quietly and observe your breath, your surroundings, or even the feeling of your feet in the ground. This can help you build awareness and detachment from your emotions, allowing you to respond rather than react. 5. Find healthy outlets. Emotions need an outlet. Bottling them up is like trying to contain a pressure cooker. Eventually, it's going to blow. So find healthy ways to express and release your feelings. This could be through exercise, journaling, creative activities, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or simply spending time in nature. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tough deadline. Your mind starts racing, stress levels climb, and you feel the familiar urge to panic. But hold on. Remember those deep breaths. Remember the practice of mindfulness. You take a moment, breathe deeply, acknowledge the feeling of anxiety without judgment, and remind yourself that this is temporary. You refocus on your tasks, break them down into manageable steps, and tackle them one by one. The pressure doesn't disappear entirely, but you manage it effectively. That, my friends, is the power of emotional regulation, transforming a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So, what's the takeaway? Emotional regulation isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about mastering the art of living with intention and purpose, even amidst the ups and downs of life. Remember, you are the conductor of your emotional orchestra. With practice, awareness, and a few key tools, you can create a beautiful symphony of calmness, resilience, and joy. Ready to take charge? Now go out there, breathe deeply, and start composing your own masterpiece. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little emotional regulation boost. Let's build a community of calm and resilient individuals together. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.